this amazing exhibition has already been held at Dublin Castle and in London around the time of the centenary of the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty. So we're very excited to bring it to Donegal, because Donegal is the only place in the northern half of the county that is taking it. So that's a really great thing for Donegal. We're delighted.
And what can people attending the exhibition expect?
As people probably know, obviously the Anglo-Irish Treaty was signed in December 1921 by the negotiators or plenipotentiaries, including Michael Collins and Arthur Griffith on the Irish side, and Lloyd George and Winston Churchill and others on the British side. And but to get back to that point, we kind of have to go back to the truce of July 1921 and the initial negotiations between De Valera and Lloyd George in London. So the exhibition takes us from the truce, from the end of the War of Independence, right through to January, or to the end of December, really, I suppose, and the journey, the physical journey that took place between all the people who had to go to London. And it's very interesting, because it shows records that have not been seen before from the National Archives, from UCD and from the National Library. And we'll also be showing some of our own archives. And they include, you know, records of the women who were not really known about at the time, secretaries who went over, cooks, housekeepers, security personnel, all these people who nobody had known about before, as well as obviously the extremely famous people.